Jeff, the evidence, and that's the important thing here, the evidence that's out there. Let's go through some of these things. You just mentioned electromagnetic. Tell me more.
Well, electromagnetic fields exist in nature all around us. All equipment, televisions, computers, everything that's electronic puts out an electromagnetic signature, including ourselves. So what they do in a lot of ghost hunts is they are able to measure this field in a particular location. And what they do is they do a run-through, and they see what the baseline readings are. And then what you do is you set up your electromagnetic readers or meters, and you wait for a change in it. And when you have a paranormal experience, quite often you will get a dramatic rise in the electromagnetic energy in a particular location. And if you can't find a naturally occurring source for it, that's a good indication that you have something paranormal possibly going on.
Are you a believer that this universe was created by a higher power?
I believe that this universe is the higher power. I believe that everything is a part of God and everything is an emanation of it. So, to answer your question, it's both created and co-created by itself.
Okay, and I've always believed that everything is like a piece of a puzzle. There's a bigger picture, but everything has its place. Everything has its order. There's a reason for things, or they wouldn't be here. I believe the same thing of the spirit world, the ghost world, that whatever they really are, they have a purpose. Have you come to that foundation yourself? And if so, what do you think the purpose is?
I think that ghosts have a number of different reasons that they're here. Some of them do have a purpose. They have a particular mission or something they're trying to accomplish. Some ghosts, I think, however, are here because they refuse to let go of the physical realm. They're too used to it. They don't want to move on. Some ghosts are merely curious. They want to find out what's going on, how it works. Some ghosts are mischievous, and I think there are also some that are malevolent or angry that stay for different reasons. So I don't think there's any one reason that there are ghosts, but I think there's lots of different reasons.
Why do some people, Jeff, see ghosts? Little kids have great ghost stories. They see little ghosts and big ghosts. And then others don't see the ghost. They might see something move or here's something that's kind of haunting. So why on one hand can we see these apparitions, and then on another, we can't?
Well, I think in the case of children, since they have just come from the spiritual realm most recently, that they still retain some of that ability to still kind of transcend the two worlds. I think this is something that we lose as we grow older. Either we decide that there's no such thing as ghosts, or that we don't have the ability to see them, and we kind of shut off those intuitive mechanisms in our body that would allow us to sense them. Some people just naturally have heightened abilities in this area, just like some people are naturally more gifted musicians than others. So there's a couple of different reasons why we can and cannot see them.
Now, do you go ghost hunting yourself?
I've gone on a couple of ghost hunts with a local paranormal group just to kind of see how they do this and what the equipment they use. A lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
And local is where for you?
Denver, Colorado.
Okay. And everyone listening to you right now then in KHOW, our superstation in Denver.
Absolutely.
Now, when you go on a ghost hunting mission, do you bring certain things? What do you have?
Well, I don't, but the the people that are running it, yeah, they bring a lot of camera equipment. They bring recording equipment, the electromagnetic readers. They were talking about a lot of computers to tie it all together. It's a really quite an extensive operation, really.
And have you witnessed anything?
I haven't seen anything. However, the last ghost hunt I was on, we did get some interesting readings off the electromagnetic readers in an abandoned theater that we were staking out. At one point, we were just sitting quietly in the stands, in the balconies and stuff, and there was a certain level of electromagnetic activity going on. It was pretty steady. And then all of a sudden, for no reason, this level just dropped to nothing. And there was no reason for it. I wasn't moving. I was just sitting in one spot for half an hour. And all of a sudden, the needle just went from, you know, very high reading to a very low reading in just a couple of seconds, which tells me that something either left or pass through or some. It was interesting. I thought that would do that when it did.
It wouldn't have been just some kind of anomaly with the equipment.
I don't see why. It continued to work fine after that. So there didn't seem like there was anything wrong with the equipment. I mean, I suppose if I had two of them side by side, it would have been interesting to see if it happened on both of them. But there was nothing that implied that there was a problem with it.
Every once in a while, we'll put up some great ghost pictures that people send in to us on our website. The ones to me that are strange are these so-called orbs, because some of them could be light reflections and things like that. But what are they, in your opinion, Jeff?
Well, the few legitimate orbs, and by that I mean the ones that aren't dust reflections or insects in front of a lens and stuff, the biggest theory that I've seen, or the best theory I've seen, is that these are essentially ghosts in a very primitive state of manifestation. It's like a thought bubble or a consciousness bubble, if you will, that they haven't acquired enough energy to really take on any more of a substantial form. So they exist as this small sphere of energy, and that's what a true orb is.
They have, are they like, I don't want to say solid, obviously, because they're not, but they seem to have some form to it.
Right, and what they're actually trying to do is take on more form. They go from an orb to more of a vortex or a type of wispy cloud, and if they pull up enough energy, they can actually start manifesting limbs and recognizable features.
Oh, they can.
That's the theory that I've heard, yes.